We're doing Agadot HaTalmud. We're holding in the Ein Yaakov on Gittin, Daf Nun Vav. We had learned that the Roman Emperor had accepted the Lashon Hara from Bar Kamtza, and he had sent Neron to conquer Jerusalem. Neron recognized that whoever would conquer Jerusalem would ultimately be destroyed by God. And so Neron ran away and became Jewish, converted. And the Gemara continues and says that the emperor sent a new general named Aspasianus. And Aspasianus came and laid siege around Jerusalem for 3 years. We are a nation that the number 3 is central to our existence. Our forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our holy works, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, the blessings of the Kohanim, are 3. 3 is a central number in Judaism. And if we could have held our strength to last those 3 years, then the Second Temple wouldn't have been destroyed. Now, at that time, there were 3 wealthy people in the city of Jerusalem. Nakdimon ben Gurion, ben Kalba Savua, and ben Tzitzita Keset. Nakdimon ben Gurion, the Gemara in Tanis tells us the story about how he took out loans to have enough water for all the Jews who ascended to the temple, who did Aliyah L'Regel. He had to pay back the loan by a certain day. When that day came, he didn't have the water to give back to the person who he had purchased the water from. He was supposed to pay a tremendous amount. And then he went into the temple and prayed, and God made it rain, and the pits got filled with water. And the Gentile said to him, "I know, like you know, that there's been a drought. That's why you bought the water from me. And I know, like you know, that your God made it rain today just so that you, to save you from having to pay me back. But I know, like you know, that there's no sun out there anymore, and you haven't paid on time. So I get the water because it's in my wells, and you have to pay me the money because the deadline came and you didn't give me the water. The water now fell into my wells." So Nakdimon ben Gurion went back into the temple and prayed, and this time Hashem made the wind come and scattered the clouds, and the sun shone again. And that's why it was called Nakdimon, that the sun took a specific place for him. Because to save him, he did a special act on behalf of the Jewish people, and God came to his rescue on that day. So that's why Nakdimon, that's why he got this nickname of Nakdimon. Nakda literally means shone, that the sun shone on his behalf on that day. Ben Kalba Savua, he was given the nickname because He was a tremendous person. He used to have a tremendous number of guests. He ran a soup kitchen in his home. So they said about him that if you walk into his house hungry as a dog, you'll walk out satiated. That's why he was called Kalba Sahua. He satiates the dogs. Whoever walks in hungry like a dog walks out satiated. And Ben Tzitzita Keset had that nickname because he was so wealthy, they said that his tzitzis used to drag on silk. He never knew what it was like to walk on the ground. His tzitzis never touched the ground. They were always on silk. So they were called. He was called Ben Tzitzit HaKeset, the one whose tzitzis was always on keset, on ksatot, on pillows, on silk. So these were the 3 wealthy people. And when the Roman war machine came and lay siege on Jerusalem, they had enough food to hold on to keep the people satisfied. They had enough storage houses in Jerusalem, these 3 wealthy people, that they said, one of them said, "I'll give them enough wheat and barley that the siege won't hurt the Jewish people in Jerusalem." And the other one said, "I'll support the wine, the salt, and the oil that will withstand the siege." And the third one said, "I'll support the wood, and everyone will be able to cook and bake, and there's enough firewood in my storage houses that we'll be able to last out the siege." So, in essence, we could have lasted the siege, and what we're going to learn next time is that it was the internal fighting that brought us down. We could have lasted the siege and Jerusalem didn't have to be destroyed. That we could have lasted 21 years under siege. 21 years corresponds to the 21 days starting this Sunday from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. Yom Lashana, day to the year. Every day we have 3 weeks. Again, the number 3. 3 times 7, 21 days. We had enough food and supplies in Jerusalem to last 21 years. Now we've been under siege for 3 years, the Gemara tells us, and Bezat Shem next time we'll pick up at this point to hear what happened.
Sorry.